This is Bob Wynn with The View From Here. So the news comes out late last week that the new Infrastructure and Jobs Act, recently passed through Congress, will allocate $162 million to specifically Klamath Basin restoration activities. Sounds great, doesn't it? With that kind of money available, it certainly could help our water woes here in the Klamath Basin. But it won't. Why? Well, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who is creating a plan for spending the money, is not even looking at any kind of additional water storage. You know, additional water storage, which was first suggested for the basin over a half century ago. Would additional water help the endangered species? Sure. Would it help the quality of water in the lake when the cool, clear water is released during the summer? Sure. But it's not going to happen. Instead, we see a series of wetland establishments, hatchery development, and other ideas that will have no impact on water availability in the Klamath Basin. Just typical. Then a few weeks back, we heard the same bill will provide the Oregon Department of Transportation with over $1 billion to enhance infrastructure in the state. ODOT already decided that Highway 97 is going to be the lifeline for the state when the big one hits as predicted, so it makes sense to pour a bunch of this money into improving Highway 97 to 4 lanes to handle the additional traffic when the time comes. ODOT has even gone so far as beginning construction on a depot in the Bend-Redmond area to stockpile supplies and be able to service Highway 97 both north and south when the time comes. Sadly, this is not going to happen either. Instead, we see a series of maintenance and construction in the greater Portland area and throughout the Willamette Valley, of course. It's just typical. Last week, we were greeted with the news that tax receipts have skyrocketed in the state and will be getting kicker credits because the state is collecting much more money than they anticipated. Sounds great, doesn't it? Lots of additional money to take care of the things that need to be done in the state of Oregon and specifically throughout Klamath County. But it's not going to happen. Instead, two representatives are asking the emergency board to allocate $18 million of that money to Afghan immigrants coming into Oregon. Specifically, well, about 1,200, of which over 500 are arriving next month alone. For what, you say? Well, take a listen to this. How about $3.7 million to bolster case management and community outreach? How about $6 million for housing assistance, and $2.9 million for legal services, for whatever they would possibly need. Wasting our money? Of course. That is what the state of Oregon does, and they do it day in and day out. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.